The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Donald Trump claims he does not expect to run for election again in 2028 if he's defeated in November's presidential poll. And he's also had a go at Kamala Harris's interview with Oprah Winfrey. I'm joined now by Terry Sheridan, Peabody-nominated award-winning journalist and managing editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, it's a moving target in the United States when we're looking for news, but I suppose the breaking news from yesterday was Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, his attempt to fund the government for the next 3 months.
Absolutely. I mean, this was something that has been going on, I guess, regularly here in the United States. But what made this funding bill special or unique was that it was going to possibly shut down the government within a month or so of the election. And the Republicans wanted something that was called the SAVE bill. In other words, they wanted to pass a law to protect elections, but the law was already on the books. The Democrats would not go along with it. It was basically to make it illegal for those who are undocumented in the country to vote. There's already a law on the bill. The Democrats didn't want to pass that. Johnson capitulated, so there's a short-term bill that runs past the election to fund the government, so at least that's been taken out of the picture.
So the Democrats will vote for this Mike Johnson bill, and a certain number of Republicans will definitely vote for it. Some, taking the nod from Trump, probably will vote against it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's going to get passed with Democrat help. It's going to get passed by the Democrats, much like bills over the past year have been, in which the majority of Democrats, the vast majority of Democrats, will vote to approve the bill. You'll get a few Republicans, enough to get it past the 50% mark. Mm. But no, the Democrats will pass this bill.
And I know that even people like Mitch McConnell saying, you know, you must be crazy. Closing down the government coming up to an election, you've got to be crazy.
Right. But on the other hand, Donald Trump was pushing for it. And again, in his, I'm going to use the word strategy, but I'm going to use it loosely. In his strategy, it would be a good thing for his campaign if the government was shut down over this issue.
Now, he's been very vocal over the weekend. Well, that's nothing unusual, I suppose. But he's been talking about the possibility, only possibility, not probability, possibility of defeat and therefore never running for public office again.
Well, a friendly journalist, Cheryl Atkinson, she works for Sinclair. She has a television show. She asked him, and again, everything was used in the, do you think, is this, you know, do you think you would run if you lost in 2024? Do you think you would run in 2028? Donald Trump says he didn't think so. And again, I'm emphasizing the word think. What makes this unique is that this is the first time, I think, since 2015, when he came down that golden escalator, that he ever entertained the possibility that he might lose. In this election now, he's already setting up a narrative that if he loses, it's because the election was rigged. The election was taken from him. So this is basically the first time where he admitted that losing could even be a possibility.
Now, he has been out and about, as I said. North Carolina may be an unfortunate coincidence, given the scandal that erupted around the Republican candidate for governor, Mark Robinson, a man that Trump himself compared to Martin Luther King Jr. Not a saintly man, our Mark Robinson.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Now, Trump called the lieutenant governor, the current lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson, who is an African-American. He said he was Martin Luther King on steroids. He said he was a great man. Last week, it emerged that he was a frequenter of some pretty gross porn sites in which he identified as a black Nazi. He talked about owning slaves. He thought that was a good thing. Most of his campaign staff have departed. I think the last number I saw that he only has three remaining. And this is key because North Carolina is one of the states that Donald Trump needs to win if he's going to have any path in the Electoral College. So if he loses North Carolina, it's pretty much game over no matter what he does in Arizona or Georgia. Republicans so far are sticking behind Robinson because they have no choice. A deadline to replace him on the ballot has passed. So even if he drops out, his name's still going to be on the ballot.
I watched Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press yesterday, and Lindsey Graham saying, look, CNN broke this story about his past and his inflammatory racist comments online. Let him, if it's not true, let him sue CNN. But he has an obligation as a Republican candidate to come forward and clear the air.
And I don't know if that's going to happen. But again, I think that Republicans are very concerned about this. Now, a new poll out this morning from the New York Times shows that Donald Trump still has a lead in North Carolina. It's a slim lead, but it's something that if things go bad in North Carolina for Republicans and Donald Trump, again, it's not good for his campaign and it could cost him the election.
Now, the celebrity endorsements, obviously, on both sides are, well, who knows how important they are. But Oprah Winfrey clearly endorsing Kamala Harris with a whole host of a supporting cast. That really annoyed Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, he talked. The comment that Donald Trump made specifically about it was, that's, and I'm paraphrasing here, that's not the Oprah I know. That, you know, she basically, that Oprah, that is, basically let Kamala Harris have free reign of the show to present her case without being challenged. Republicans are saying that her answers to both Oprah's questions and questions from the audience and questions from several of the celebrities who are in the audience, the audience was basically word salad, that she was just throwing stuff together to make things sound good. The one interesting thing, or the big one that's resonating here in the States now, is that when they were talking about gun ownership, and Kamala Harris said, well, if someone broke into her house, they're going to get shot. Kamala Harris is a legal gun owner, and there's questions about whether that was a slip or whether that was deliberately said. Yep. A message to those who might be thinking she's going after their guns. Yeah.
And then she laughed after she made that remark and said, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but my staff will clear that up later.
Yeah. Yeah, that she did say that. But again, they're not withdrawing those comments or saying that she misspoke.
Mm. Now, the selection of people that Oprah Winfrey had assembled in support of her, including people like Meryl Streep and Julia Rogers and George Clooney and the like. I mean, you're really talking about showbiz royalty backing up Kamala Harris. That doesn't actually mean a lot on election day, I suppose. But one of the claims that Donald Trump made afterwards was that he was on Oprah Winfrey's very last network show, and it turns out that was just a lie.
Yeah, I mean, again, but that, yes, absolutely. But Donald Trump, as we know, will make claims that he either believes are true or that he knows will probably not be fact-checked, or if it's fact-checked, his supporters won't care. A lot of what Donald Trump does is the initial message or the initial thing that he says gets the coverage and his supporters hear it, and that's all that matters.
A couple of other things. Root, business as usual in the United States. Another mass shooting over the weekend, this time in Alabama.
Yeah, this was in Birmingham, Alabama. We have 4 dead, 17 injured. It seems to be a targeted shooting. It was in an entertainment section where there were lots of people, where multiple gunmen got out and they opened fire. They were looking for one person, or right now police believe they were looking for one person. Again, this is the 404th mass shooting in the United States since January 1st. What makes this one especially heinous is that they used something that was called a bump stock. It basically converts a semi-automatic weapon into an automatic weapon in which you just squeeze the trigger and hold it, and round after round will come out. We're going to get an update later this morning from the Alabama State Police and authorities there. But again, just another case of, that's all I can say.
That was a situation where I think the Clinton had banned the bump stock, I think, and then George W. Bush did not renew that ban, and so it became legal again. And it became the subject of a lot of controversy. One final story, and this is about a Missouri death row inmate who's going to be executed in less than a week, unless the Supreme Court will halt his execution. His name is Marcellus Williams, 55 years of age, convicted as long ago as 2001.
Yeah, that's right. He's actually scheduled to be executed tomorrow. There's a hearing today, and it's the prosecutors in St. Louis are going before the state court. The local prosecutors saying, hold, put this execution on hold. There's enough evidence. There's enough evidence that is spotty that this man is it could be innocent. There's no DNA evidence. However, the DNA evidence was destroyed. So one of Williams's defenses is that it's not my DNA. And the state court is saying, well, we can't prove that because the DNA evidence was destroyed. We have investigators' fingerprints all over the murder weapon. But this is right now, I guess, a case about the death penalty, how it is being administered in the United States, because right now we're not talking, for the most part, guilt or innocence. We're talking legal technicalities and legal loopholes to possibly execute an innocent man tomorrow.
A man's life hanging by a thread. Anyway, Terry, thank you very much for joining us. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public Radio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.